Hello, boys and girls. I hope you've brushed your teeth, you've washed your face, and you're ready for your story. Tonight's story is going to be The Fox and the Stork from Favourite Fables. One day, a fox decided to invite a stork to tea. He made all the preparations in the kitchen and set the table with his best crockery. He brushed his fine long tail until it shone like copper, and then dressed in his best blue coat. Soon there was a tap, tap, tap on the door. It was the stork, and with a great flourish, the fox opened the door and bowed low. "Do step inside," he cried. "Welcome to my humble home." The stork looked very elegant in a beautiful purple hat and matching cape. As she stepped daintily into the room, her hat feathers quivered. She was very hungry. "I do hope the fox has plenty of food," she said to herself anxiously. "I have cooked some beautiful soup," announced the fox. "Let us begin." And he showed the stork to a chair. But the poor stork was dismayed to see that the only plates laid upon the table were quite flat. How would she be able to eat off such a dish? The fox came bustling in from the kitchen and carefully set a steaming pot of soup down in the centre of the table. The fox ladled out the soup with much smacking of lips and many appreciative sniffs. Then he sat down, lifted his spoon, and smiled broadly at the stork. "Do tuck in," he urged. "This is my best soup." But the stork looked down at her plate and sighed unhappily. She could not swallow the soup with her long pointed beak, and so she could only sit and watch as the fox greedily lapped up his plateful. When the fox had finished, he looked across at the stork in surprise. "Did you not enjoy the soup?" he asked, wrinkling his brow, as greatly concerned. But the poor stork was too polite to complain, and so the wily fox lapped up her portion as well. The next day, when the stork awoke, she was still hungry. She decided to repay the fox's hospitality and invited him to dinner that evening. He was delighted and accepted eagerly. But as the fox sat down to eat at the stork's table, he could hardly believe his eyes. The only dishes upon the table were two long, tall jugs. The fox was very sad, for he could not get at the soup, while the stork dipped her slender beak inside the jug and drank her soup. He returned home a sadder and wiser fox, with nobody to blame but himself, for, as he plainly realized, he had only been paid back for his own uncaring behavior. And the moral of this story is, do as you would be done by. Alright, boys and girls, that is the end of the story. I hope you enjoyed it, and I will see you next time. Bye!